Welcome to the Purpose Founder Podcast. We're so excited that you're here. This is a weekly recap of the Life Gathering that happens on Wednesdays at 1:30 Eastern Standard Time. Join our Facebook discipleship page and receive updates and content information and connect with people from all around the world. We're so excited that you're joining us today.
Philippians 4, 6 through 7 is kind of what we're talking about today, which is do not be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I love this scripture because it really talks about the heart of the manners of where we're living in. I feel like anxiety is something that many of us struggle with. And if we haven't, we know someone who does. And it really is dependent on what we're focusing on and what we're meditating on. And so some of the things that we've been talking about with Purpose Founders saying, hey, let's memorize scripture and let's meditate on it. And what's the philosophy? What's the thought behind memorizing and meditating on scripture? It's really so that way it's so ingrained in us that we know exactly who we are in Christ. And meditation is a key part of actually being able to recall information. They say 100% of everything that we meditate on is actually something that we store in our memory. And so if you memorize the scripture and you say, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So it's really about saying, I'm going to say this scripture over and over and over again until that feeling or thought leaves. And then it says also to praise. And what's interesting about praise is that it actually changes the chemistry in our brain. They've done research studies on this that says that if we praise, if we are actively showing gratitude, it actually completely gets rid of the anxiety that we're feeling, because anxiety and gratitude can't coexist at the same time. And so this is a scripture-based evidence now that's scientifically backed that says they can't coexist at the same time. A good example, like a life example that I've had recently, was I was driving and I just had this moment of anxiety that kind of overtook me. I think many of us have probably had moments where we just didn't know what to do. And so I just started praising God. I just started saying, thank you, Jesus, for the trees. Thank you, Jesus, for the sun. I just started naming things that I could possibly see that I was thankful for. And as I showed thankfulness, as I started to have this moment of gratitude, that anxiety left. And it's scripturally based here. And it's a beautiful thing to be able to say that Jesus, our God, created our minds to be coexisted with how scripture is written. Everything that is scientifically found today is actually what God is doing in our lives on a normal and frequent basis. And I love this part of scripture. The other promise that's inside of the scripture is in the peace of God. You know, peace. God guarantees peace to us. We might not feel it. We might not know it, but he guarantees it to us in the scripture. And so we just have to meditate and focus on the fact that God is trying to bring peace to all circumstances, peace to our mindset, peace to every situation, and peace to every single moment. And then in the scripture, it also talks about in every situation. And so I think sometimes we limit God and we have a small situation that we don't bring him into. And God's saying, no, I want every situation. I want to be a part of every single moment with you. I want to know exactly what's going on in your life because I absolutely love and adore you. In scripture, it talks about that God has more thoughts for us than the grains of sand in the sea. So if God has all of those thoughts for us, then we should absolutely be meditating on scripture and saying, I want to bring every situation to him so I can be relieved of my anxiety. And then it also says to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I love this. And I just saw someone that was saying in this that they're having some issues with some spiritual warfare. This is the scripture to absolutely to just park in and say over and over and over again. If all you can do is say one scripture over and over and over again until the feelings or thoughts leave, God is going to meet you in that moment and grant you peace. And he's also going to grant you a way out, which is another scripture that we're going to memorize together. But it says, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And so, you know, we have the mind of Christ, and God calls us to just continue to put on the mind of Christ, to seek all the things that he wants for us, and to know the scripture and the word. And then the other piece about the scripture that I want to point out is memorizing scripture word for word is absolutely important. And if you think back to Genesis, or the foundation of how creation started, Satan changed one word, which changed the whole meaning of scripture. So memorizing scripture in its totality to make it word perfect allows for us to be able to stand in the gap and know when we hear the voice of God that it is correct, and that I've perceived all information exactly how God designed it to be. Yeah, I've seen a lot of people saying they're having some issues with spiritual warfare. Yeah. So I'm so glad that you guys are, you know, it's so great to talk about some of these things that are weighty on our hearts, because God's design for us is to be in community. Anything outside of community is not God's design. So if you're feeling isolated, or you're having anxiety, if you're feeling like you're alone in this world, that is not the gift of God. The gift of God is community and family. And he says that we're heirs to his kingdom. We are his children, and God absolutely loves and adores us, and he wants us to be placed in community. And the lies of the enemy says that we need to be isolated, or that we need to hide ourselves. And really what God is saying is, no, I want you to be seen and known, and I want you to go be known. And so oftentimes we don't leave our house, or we don't talk to people, because we just automatically assume that we've been written off. And God does not do that. God does not write us off. He says, I love you and I adore you, and I want you to be placed in community. I remember one time I went to a church, and you guys might get a kick out of this. I was nervous. I didn't want to get out of my car. And I sat in my car for so long trying to figure out if I was going to get out. And finally, I got out of my car, made it 3 steps, and then I got back in my car. And I did this, like, I don't know, 4 times. And then the last time I got out of my car, someone saw me and they said, are you coming to church? And I said, I guess so. And they walked with me into church. And I was so grateful that God had orchestrated someone walking by passing so I could walk into church with somebody, because I was so nervous. But I was really stuck on this idea that I was wanting to stay isolated. And God said, no, we're not going to do this. We're going to move forward. We're going to be in community, and we're going to be with one another, because that's what God plans for us to do. Yeah, this is really good. I really appreciate you guys kind of putting stuff in the chat. If there's anything else you guys want to talk about in the chat, that'd be great. Because we just want to meet you guys where you're at. But prayer and petition. So what does petition mean? So is it that I ask one time and then I expect a result? Or am I petitioning? Am I saying, God, I'm praying and I'm asking and I'm seeking you and I'm seeking your will. I'm seeking for, you know, God's will to happen on earth as it is in heaven. This is a great example of what it looks like to say, I'm going to keep coming to the Lord until I see success or victory in this area of my life. And I absolutely love that. I love that God is saying, hey, I want to be a part of your life. And I want you to talk to me about the things that are in trouble. Now, petition doesn't mean that we're going to get what we want. It means that we get God's will for our life. And God's will for our life is that we get to be in relationship with him. And he's going to keep things from us, even though sometimes we want things, because he desires for us to be in safekeeping. His job for us is to be our Lord and Savior. He loves us and he wants to keep us safe. And he loves to do that. And he loves to be with his children. And it's such a beautiful thing. Awesome. I think this is great. And you guys, any other feedback that you guys have on the scripture that you guys want to talk about before we move on to the next thing? I'm just looking at the chat. Okay, I think we're good. So Matt or Noah, which one are you guys are doing prayer for today?
I am more than willing to step in and
awesome. Pray for everybody today. That would be awesome. Would you mind sharing the gospel with, I don't have the slide deck in front of me, but would you mind sharing the gospel for me with the slide deck?
Absolutely. Let me pull it up real fast.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And we will do that.
Any other questions you guys have that we would love to be able to step into?
And Brittany, thank you for jumping in last minute to help us out here. We appreciate it.
Awesome. And Vamsi, it says you have some questions. I would love to answer a question if you have one real quick before we jump into to prayer while you pull that slide up.
I'll give Vamsi a second, Stephen, to respond here.
See what we have. I have a question. Sometimes I feel like I don't know what to do or where to go. You know, that's actually a really good point. I think, you know, just, I guess it depends on where you're feeling at. So I feel like one of the hardest things in life, Vamsi, is to be stuck in this place where we don't know what to do. And my recommendation is always to go back to scripture and to say that scripture over and over and over again. Like take this scripture and absolutely memorize it and say those things over and over and over again. I think that's going to be really helpful. Anything else, Noah, you have?
No, I think what you said was great. You know, just,
Who to trust.
Exactly. This is such a great thing to pray, to have memorized, right? This is a great scripture to have memorized. We're going through tough times and different anxious situations, right? Because we all deal with anxiety of some level, right? Whether it's things in the world going on, or it's in our family and our relationships, or something else. It's always good to remind ourselves that do not be anxious about anything, right? Present our requests to God. Not peace. I talked to so many of you, and I've always generally included in a prayer something about the God giving you the peace that surpasses understanding, which is probably my favorite part of that verse, because it doesn't make sense why we have the peace that we do, but it's because of Jesus Christ, right? And so it's great. So thank you, Brittany. And speaking of Jesus Christ, right, if you have heard what Brittany has said and you are saying, man, I've been so anxious lately. I have no peace in my life. I don't know where to go, right? Stephen, you're saying these things. Like, well, if you guys are saying this, if you are at the point in your life where you're saying, I need this peace that you're talking about in this verse, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Well, I'm telling you, it's only found in one person. It's not found in anything in this world. It's not found through material possessions or money or wealth or fame or success in your life. Peace that surpasses understanding is found in Jesus Christ alone. It's a person. It's not a thing. It's a person who gives you this peace that surpasses understanding. And so if you want that peace, you need to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You need to have a relationship with him. This is what you need to have.
Right? So Noah, I have a question for you.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so this is my favorite question that I get in purpose. Are you ready for it? Do I have to ask you to pray for me, or is my personal relationship with Jesus enough?
You know, it's funny you say that, Brittany, because I was just having a conversation today with somebody who heard this thing that it's like, well, you need to pray for me because I don't have that kind of relationship yet. And the answer is no, you don't need anybody else to pray for you. God is a personal God. He is a close, intimate God. You can say a prayer. I'm going to lead you in here in just a second, right? You can talk to God directly. We have direct access to him. That's why this verse says we can present our requests to God, because we can go to him directly. That veil was torn when Jesus Christ shed his blood and he died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. The veil was torn in two that was limiting us from direct access to God in the temple, right? In the Jewish temple. And so now we have access to God directly. We don't need to go through anybody else. And that's how much God loves us. He wants us to come to him with all of our anxiety. He wants us to come to him with everything that we have, right? With thanksgiving, with prayer, with petition, all these things, to come to him to say, Lord, thank you for everything that you've already given me. It's enough, God. And then we present those things to him. So yes, Jesus is the peace. And you, if you don't have that relationship with him, I'm going to lead you in a prayer here in just a moment. And so this is going to be a moment for you to surrender all of your anxiety, all of your frustrations, all of this discontentment, these feelings that you're having, to him. And I promise you that you will find peace in your life. If you have not had it, you will find peace through Jesus Christ. And it will make sense. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to who have given their lives to Christ for the first time, and how many of them have said they feel relieved, like a burden has been lifted off of them, like there is something different about them, that they have the peace in their hearts. And so Isaiah 53:6, it says that we've all gone astray, right? We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. We've chosen to go our own ways. We've chosen to trust in anxiety, if we're honest, right? We tend to cling to anxiety because we just don't know what else to do. And so clinging to that is clinging to sin. It's clinging to things that are our own ways, our own thoughts, our own methods of connecting to something. And that something is not going to last. It's not going to do anything for us. But what Jesus Christ has done for us is truly profound. And the more I share with you all, if you are, I'm just going to talk to you, the more I share this with people, the more it just sinks into my own heart how much Jesus has truly done for us. Because the wages of sin is death, right? This is what Paul says in Romans 6:23. Y'all hear us say this every week. If you've been on the call, you hear us say it every time on a call. We talk to you. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's a free gift, right? So we were dead in our sin. We were heading towards eternal separation from God. And y'all, that would give me anxiety in my life too. I would not have any peace in my life if I did not know where I was going at the end of my life, right? So we have earned a rightful death, eternal separation from God, because we could not uphold the law. We could not follow his ways. We have done whatever we wanted to, right? We have had this separation from God, right? Which is the bad news, because we all will exist one way or the other. We will exist eternally in one way or the other, either with God in heaven or eternally in hell, separated from him forever. This is what we were in before we knew Christ. But God had a different plan. From the very beginning of time, God set forth his plan to redeem us, because God loved us so much that he gave his only son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross for the forgiveness of our sins, so that we could have a relationship with him and have eternal life with him. So when we accept Jesus, when we confess him as our Lord and Savior, that peace that surpasses all understanding that Brittany was talking about comes into our hearts. It does not make any sense why I have peace when things are going crazy around us, when everything seems to be falling apart in my life. It makes no sense why I have peace, but I do, because it's the power of Christ living within me. And that means that now, when you have Jesus Christ, when you accept him into your life, you have eternal life. And that eternal life starts right now. And the moment you accept Jesus, it starts now and continues forever. It continues forever in heaven. And again, the wages of sin is death. If you do not have Christ, it's not the road you want to travel, because all you're earning for yourself is death. It's eternal separation from God, and y'all, that will never lead to peace. But it's because of Jesus Christ and what he has done for us and how he has made us right with God through his death and resurrection, through his death on the cross, the blood he shed. And y'all, let me share, I love sharing this with every single person I talk to, and you've probably heard this before if I talk to you, is that when Jesus died on the cross, when he shed his blood, he did so specifically for you, for each and every single one of us. He died 2,000 years ago for the moment you would accept Jesus into your life. And the moment you accept Jesus into your life, every single one of your sins is forgiven, because Christ died one time for all sin. That's what 1 Peter says. Christ died one time for all sin. And that means when you accept him into your life, he completely forgives all of your sins, every single one of them, whether they're in the past, in the present, or even in the future. He forgives them all. And it means that God no longer counts your sin against you. But rather, it's what Colossians 1 says, is that Jesus presents you as holy and blameless before the throne of God without a single fault. Not a single one. And that is peace in itself. So, if you are on this call and you are saying, I need this peace, I don't know who Jesus Christ is as my Lord and Savior, I've never accepted him into my life, I've never invited Jesus into my life, then this is a moment for you to say this prayer. We're going to say it together. And you can say this and receive Jesus today for the very first time. So let's say this together. Father God, I know that I am a sinner and that I need you to forgive me. I know that your son Jesus died a painful death and rose again so that my sins could be washed clean. Thank you, Jesus. I want to make you the Lord of my life, and I will trust you and follow you. Everything that I have is yours now. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining our Purpose Founder podcast. If you made a decision for Christ today, fill out the link below and let us know so we can send you a free devotional and get connected with you. We also want to remind you to join our Facebook discipleship page and get connected with us and people all around the world. Until next time, we'll see you soon.